on.
What is up? My name is Kevin Wu. I'm an online fitness coach and helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I jump on a live streaming call with my clients. Every single Tuesday, I do this, the Q&A with topics they have requested from the check-ins. So we're going over how to muster up the courage or the willpower when others around you, like family, coworkers, are eating tempting foods. Also, what about nuts? Peanuts, almonds, do they make you fat? Should you even eat them? The balance of cardio and weight training. What is it? Knees over toes when squatting. Is that true? Is that a myth? What is it? Should you do it? Also, why do people put plates under the heels or your heels? Let's go find out. All right, so first things first is mustering up the willpower when others around you, like family or coworkers, are eating tempting foods. You guys probably experience this maybe quite a bit, whether that's family or like your coworkers. Let's just say your coworkers, like when I used to work, even at the gym, like people would skip the dishes every single day. Like, believe it or not, like I was like, what the heck? What kind of gym is this? This is when I was working at LA Fitness and bring donuts like every single day. Like the personal training manager guy, he'd bring donuts like every third day, like a whole box of them. And like a lot of the trainers would have them, some of them wouldn't. But like I would say half the trainers did and half the other didn't. But it was weird. I was like, what the heck? Like, this is personal training. This is a gym. But other than that, let's go talk about how to muster up the willpower when others around you. So first things first is I'm just going to say plan ahead. Because guys, before you guys find yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by like the tempting foods, let's say there was donuts at the gym or when your coworkers bring them in, or just even when you're hanging out with your friends and they have, let's just say, like some fried chicken, some Popeye's fried chicken laying around, right? When you guys plan ahead and have like meals and snacks in advance, like you bring them, you're a lot less likely to give in to temptations of those unhealthy foods just because you already have those foods right in front of you and you brought them, right? So if you didn't have that, you're being more likely to tempt and give in just right away just based on the fact that, you know, you've been probably staring at that fried chicken looking into your face for the last half an hour and just saying no to it. And when your friends ask you, do you want one? No. When you guys have your own foods over there, you're like, okay, well, I can eat this instead. Right. And that's what I personally did when I worked at the gyms, right? I always had my own foods, so I wouldn't really want to give it, right? Because I already have my snacks. Like I brought protein bars, just in case, even if I didn't eat them, always had them as a snack and always had pretty much a meal. So for example, let's just say I was running like really, I'm not late, but have two clients, maybe had like a 5-minute break between them because I did hour sessions when I work in-person trainings. At the Good Life, and then I'd have like 5-minute break, so I'd get really hungry, and yes, I could grab that donut, but I would have a protein bar and I'd grab that instead, which would make up my little meal I ate before in between there, right? Now, that donut, it was staring me dead in the face, and I really wanted him, but no, I had my protein bar, and that's what I ate instead. So just having those foods, planning ahead is going to help you out significantly. When you don't plan ahead itself, you guys are a lot more likely to give in just straight on that fact. All right, now, bringing your own healthy snack. So that's what I basically kind of have for number two, is basically tied into number one. If you know that you're tempted around, or you know you'd be tempted around with those foods, just bring your own healthy snacks. Like I mentioned, like protein bars or even other things can help you resist that temptation to indulge in those. All right, I think I saw a comment too as well on the Zoom. Sorry about the gym. That's when my camera's off. Oh, you're all good, Jose. All right, number three is focusing on your goal. This one's a really big one, and I feel like most people kind of neglect this. And I'm not going to say having goals, because everybody fucking has goals, right? Like it just, you know, whether you achieve it or not, or how much you're willing to, aka sacrifice, what I'm going to call it, to achieve them, right? Because, you know, a lot of people, especially when you're younger, you know, have the dreams of, let's say, going pro in a sport. It's kind of like everybody's goals, but like how much do people kind of sacrifice to get there is one thing. How much effort they put in, you know, and sacrifice their time they spend on other areas to get there is another thing in that aspect. So I'm just going to make that really simple, because that's a very, I guess, relatable or very generic one that people kind of have itself. Now, with that being said, focus on your goals whenever you're feeling tempted. Just remind yourself of your fitness goals and visualizing yourself achieving that goal. So let's just say it is losing your weight and getting your abs this summer. If you guys, let's just say, visualize that feeling of you having your abs this summer itself, when you guys feel tempted, you guys are going to be a lot less likely to give in, right? Because you're kind of putting that goal in the forefront of your mind. And I personally do this all the fucking time, all the fucking time with my personal goals. Because right now, my biggest two goals is one is getting my professional card, IFBB Pro card in bodybuilding.
But I just pretty much think about my two shows, like me winning the overall and standing on stage for the big trophy, being out everybody else on that show. Because I do get tempted a lot, I'm not going to lie. Like, but I just keep reminding myself that goal, and it almost like takes me a step back. I'm just like, oh shit, this does not align with it. And then like that goal is very powerful for me. Now, next is media support system. This is something that I personally never really had for the longest period of time in my life. What my support system is, if you're, let's say your coworkers or your family members don't work out at all, it can be really hard to actually just get into the groove, right? If you have no friends working out whatsoever, your family's not working out, they're overweight, and everybody else around you, you know, just doesn't give a shit about their health, or just not really kind of into fitness or really having these goals they're really striving for, it could be a lot harder, like straight up. Like I personally had like no one pretty much around me work out for the longest time. And then like for the first 3 years of me working out, nobody. Then I found my first gym buddy who was going with me every single morning for a month straight itself, and he dropped off, and then I didn't have anybody for the next like 2 years. Then I had pretty much like a coworker itself at the Boston Pizza I worked at. He started working out with me, and then he dropped off to his wall, but he's still working out, just like not with me. But with that being said, the one when I was like high school itself, and he just dropped off completely, and yeah, nobody was really around me, was working out, trying to better themselves, achieving these goals. And it was hard, right? Because I see everybody else, you know, just getting bubble teas at lunchtime or just eating all these foods itself, going to the Safeway, you're having this fried chicken and just eating at the mall because it's a mall, right? Like in my high school. And it was tough, right? I had to stick on my course. So this is why I created like this group over here, right? This is part of my support system, what I call it, for you guys to kind of interact with each other, because everyone in this coaching kind of program is dedicated towards your goals, right? Otherwise, you would not be here itself. On that aspect, right? We are all trying to better ourselves. We are all into the fitness. We're all working out. We're all trying to eat better. We're all trying to go towards a goal of bettering ourselves. And this is why I personally create a support system, and also that why you guys have me as a coach, right? So I personally have others and hire a lot of people too as well. Like I hired 7 coaches so far, and that was part of my support system. Because like I mentioned, I never really had that support, and I just want to be lifted to a higher level, because I know once you do surround yourself with people who want to do better and are better too as well, you naturally just want to level up yourself, right? Because if you guys see everybody else more fit around you, and that aspect, everyone's really pushing it, everybody's working out, everybody's crushing like their steps, this is why I have the weekly challenges, you are more likely to want to do that too as well, right? Because, you know, as humans, we don't want to be just like left alone, right? This is why like the herd mentality is very big, right? If everybody goes towards, let's say, like if everybody's running away from something, you're probably going to want to join that crowd running away. You're probably not going to head towards what everybody's running away, right? That's kind of like the same idea over there. And yeah. All right. So David dropped the comment, said, dang. Okay. All right. So that being said, and practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is something that I personally, I guess, struggled with for a long time, because just being present itself is something I personally am working on. But when you guys are mindful itself, it can help you just avoid those temptations, right? When just surrounded by tempting foods, just taking like a few deep breaths and just being present in the moment itself. Because if you guys are really tempted by food, you guys aren't really thinking, right? You're just kind of rushing towards the moment. But if you actually pause, take a deep breath, which is just slow down your heart rate, you guys can stay more grounded and just make more mindful decisions, right? You're like, oh shoot, this might not actually be the best decision, right? This is why when we get to, let's say, emotional, maybe it was like a heartbreak or something, that we're making these emotional decisions. It's like, fuck it, I'm going to eat the whole pizza or something like that. We're not actually present, right? We're just like, you know, we're giving into that temptation right there. But you take a step back, you're like, okay, this might not actually be the best thing, you know? Maybe I'll just work out, get swollen, make her feel bad. You know, that typical heartbreak thing. But with that being said, willpower is a muscle. It's basically like building a muscle, right? It takes time and practice. And with consistent commitment, you can really develop that, like the willpower, and really resist temptation. And when you do that too as well, it's going to help in so many different areas, not just in your personal fitness, but in like a lot of other areas in your life. And I can promise you, it helps so much. All right. So if anyone has questions on that, just let me know. I'm just going to mute David over here, because it's actually, fuck, I can't even mute him. For me, I'm not the host. All right. So with that being said, let's go on to the next one. About nuts, peanuts, almonds, like should you even eat them? Now, my take on this is basically you can, right? They're healthy kind of foods over there. Now, the problem is if you guys have like a little handful, it can be like hundreds and hundreds of calories over there which can, you know, put you over and make you not lose weight. Please leave yourself gesture. And he has a lot of background noise that could help. Probably.
Thanks. Not going to work. But it's, you know, like,
you can, bitch, and you need to pick the right things to solve with people.
That's it. So it's like, there was one thing I said.
All right, I'm just going to keep going. All right, so with the peanuts and nuts, thing is, when you have like a little handful, it's probably like 400 kind of calories over there, and it's not very filling. But now if you have like, you know, like a wee bit, maybe like 10 grams, 12 grams, throw it in. I personally, if I'm using this stuff, is I'm throwing in with like my protein oatmeal just to make like some little crunch or have like a little texture itself and just have a little bit of fats on that kind of end. But with that kind of being said, if you guys do kind of struggle with, let's say, snacking or tend to go over a lot and really can't control yourself in that aspect, I would kind of shy away from like those peanuts and those almonds. And if you have a nut allergy, absolutely, I would strive away from peanuts, almonds, because you might die. So with that being said, they're not going to make you fat. If you overeat anything, it's going to make you basically fat, except zero calorie stuff. Now, with that being said, you want to make sure that you are weighing them out too as well, because like I mentioned, they're very calorie dense. So for every single nuts, it has a lot more calories than if you compare it to like a single red rice, right? All right, let's go talk about the balance of cardio and weight training. If anyone has questions, just drop it down in the chat box.
As we're covered, the high calorie approach you get, so you can add substitute for other options.
Was that a question or was that a statement? You could just drop it down in the chat box to below. I don't think I caught that whole thing. All right, so the balance of cardio and weight training. Let's go talk about that. So this is all basically dependent on your actual fitness goals, right? If you guys understand what you're actually trying to achieve with like your fitness or your actual goals, you can actually find
double frag. It's a double frag.
You could find that right balance of cardio and weight training. All right. So if your goal is to really kind of build this muscle, you need to focus more on the weight training, obviously. Now, if your goal is to improve your cardiovascular health, you're focused more on the cardio. But if your goal is to lose fat, then prioritizing weight training will be better. And especially doing weight training before your cardio. So let's just say you lift weights, then you hit your cardio post-workout. That's going to be the best. Now, let's just say in the last ladder example, because most guys are probably focused on losing fat. That's what most of you guys look in this call over here. I could see itself. Is basically, you guys could do a lot of more of the cardio on your off days, right? So your off days, you want to prioritize the list cardio. So that's low intensity, steady state. That's just like going outside, going for a walk, going for a nice little walk, very low amount of intensity on a cycle or something like that. That's not going to impact your recovery, because you guys, let's say, do some jogging or do some running now. That's going to impact your recovery over there. And this is why I might only have like one or two maximum HIIT sessions throughout your week. So that's high intensity interval training to see that. And I pair that up on a very specific day on your week and to elicit a specific result. Now, with that being said, this part of the actual thing of actually trying to gain more muscle is or can be limited if you guys do too much cardio, right? Because if it comes to the point where you're pretty much tackling that recovery side or doing too much cardio where it impacts recovery, that's when it really impacts your muscle gain. But on the flip side, if you are in a deficit, it's a lot hard to build the muscle just purely on the standpoint of your body, right? Because your body is, you know, it's losing this fat off your body and it's in a deficit. It doesn't really have enough energy. That's why it's losing and taking energy away from your body to do that. But yes, you guys have to lose fat and gain muscle given the certain circumstances. There's a couple of them. I talked about this kind of prior, but overall, at the end of the day itself, the best kind of way to go about it is prioritizing definitely the weight training side of things and then using your diet to pretty much put you in that deficit while maintaining a high level of protein, which is generally around that 1 gram per pound of body weight. So therefore you can keep as much muscle as you can and possibly build muscle given your circumstances and your, I would say, experience level in the gym, right? Especially in the first year, you can absolutely lose fat, gain muscle exact same time. That's why you see the biggest changes the first year once you start weightlifting itself. And pretty much big changes do come if you guys have really optimized things. Like a lot of you guys come to me itself and just, you know, bad sleep. Your workouts are pretty shitty. And also like your nutrition is pretty shit, right? You guys are not under eating your protein significantly, right? So all those factors itself, you guys would be in position to lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. Now, with that being said, hopefully I kind of answered some questions over there. But I wouldn't really do it to more than like 40 minutes of kind of cardio itself. If your kind of goals is to try maintain as much muscle as can, or possibly grow muscle on that end, right? Because when you guys kind of go overboard, like I mentioned, or do a lot, it kind of impacts that recovery. And also it, when you're deeper into deficit, like especially the last couple of weeks into my show, that's when I'm pretty much like the weakest, and I actually have to dial down my training volume because I'm just trying to keep that tissue, right? There's absolutely no way in hell I'm going to build any muscle pretty much the last few weeks into like a show, when I generally lose, that's when I lose the most muscle itself. All right. So what about hot yoga? Hot yoga is great in that aspect. I personally used to do it. Can definitely help with your mobility. It's lower intensity over there. And yeah, no, it generally can help you out because it improves your blood flow and flexibility on that side. And with the more mobility and flexibility, it actually help you possibly gain more muscle if you have extra mobility over there. Because when you do have more mobility, you might be able to get better stretch on your chest. And remember, like or any other muscle group, because when you do get better stretch on a muscle, remember, when you guys do any single lift, it's basically a weighted stretch. And if you're able to get, let's say, a deeper stretch like that, and you have poor mobility, it could help you out. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, let's go to the next point. Knees over toes when squatting, right? Now, this is actually a really big myth, right? This is a really big myth itself. I think I've personally been told this a couple of times when I was in high school, when I first did some like weightlifting classes itself, and then they told to talk about this myth, right? And I personally used to believe in it for a good little while before that, but it's a big myth. And like the whole myth of your knees should never go over your toes when squatting, but based on research has shows that when you do have your knees over toes, it's not bad, right? And actually can help out even more. Now, the thing is, your quads are going to grow basically when, I'm going to try to demonstrate over here with my webcam, if you guys could see me. All right, so your quads are going to work basically when they extend forward, right? So when your knees kind of travel forward like this, that's when your quads work. If I'm doing a squat, because I used to squat like this, and this is why my front of my legs never really grew, is I squatted like this before, right? I could squat more weight, but my quads never grew because your quads work when they extend forward, right? So if they travel forward like this, and they're naturally probably going to extend over your toes, that's when you're going to see more quad growth, right? So it's a big thing when you guys are squatting. You want to break pretty much at, not the hips over there, pretty much break at the knees. What I mean by that is, if I'm breaking at the hips, right, if I'm pushing my hips back first, like my knees aren't traveling forward very much, and your quads aren't going to grow very much, right? So when you start breaking at the knees kind of first, right, it's not exaggerating like this, right, but just like a natural, like your knees kind of go first, and then your hips, and just let them travel, right? So when you guys do that, you're going to see lots more quad growth, which also leads me to the next point of, why do people put plates over their heels? And that's exact same reason. It's to emphasize your quad growth, right? Because when you put something on your heels, your knees are just going to shoot forward a little bit more. I don't really have anything to put over my heels. But when your knees travel forward even more, because you put something on your heels, like let's say a 10-pound plate, because maybe one of you guys in here or some guys have programmed like heel elevate goblet squats or heel elevated squats itself. I do that for a reason, right? Or even leg press. Like some of you guys have a quad bias leg press, and that's when your perimeter feet, let's just say this is your platform. Yeah, I'm enough up here, so I have the Distracting logo. If this is like the leg press platform and your feet are high up like this, you're not going to get much quad involvement, right? You guys might have a high to wide, that's going to be more adductors, such as inner thigh kind of muscles, right? That's what you might have programmed on there. If you guys just have it high up here, right, just your feet both high up on the pad, that's going to be more glute focus. Now, if you have it on more on the bottom, like have some guys programmed on, is going to be a lot more quad focus because your knees are going to travel forward a lot more. And it's going to be a lot harder, so you probably have to drop down the waist too as well on that kind of aspect. So it's the same kind of concept when you go plate under heels or just position your leg differently on the leg press. Hopefully that makes sense over there. Now, I personally really tried to grow my quads more, so a lot of times I did like the quad bias leg press, so putting my feet a lot lower, right? If I just go neutral position, it's going to use quite a bit of the quads, but it's also going to involve some other muscles too as well, right? Like your glutes. So that's why I program different variations of leg press depending on what muscle I'm trying to target and what is in your program too as well. Hopefully that all makes sense on those kind of topics.
Now, with that being said, thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs for the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWoo underscore. That is KevinWoo underscore. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time. That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you.